Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Persuasive Pleasure. You might be wondering, what will persuade you? Or how pleasure will come into play? But let me assure you that nothing of the sorts will be coming from me directly. This is all about how seductive certain things can be, how easy it is to perhaps unintentionally be guided into naughty behavior, let's say. There are moments, of course, when you very much intentionally decide to pleasure yourself or maybe others, where you may choose to participate in certain activities that can result in deeply enjoyable moments. Right now is likely not one of those moments yet, since you're simply listening to my voice, talking to you perhaps a little teasingly, maybe even tempting you with some pauses or a certain tone. Maybe a mite mocking, but only caringly so. Then again, the intention of this is to help you to understand how good it can feel to give in, especially if it results in sensations that deeply sink in through your senses. Pleasing pleasure permeating certain parts. And maybe you're not in the mood, or maybe you are. One thing I do know is that as we go on, you might notice that even the tiniest stimulation, the smallest little squirm or shift, can already result in some, let's call it, accidental pleasure. Not that I wish to imply that you would be intentionally shifting your legs or your hands into places where they might produce some pressure that results in pleasure, or continue to caress back and forth. You might even be tempted to give in to that need that has been building up inside of you without really even noticing or thinking about it. You know those moments where you're not even engaging with anything sexual as such, and yet your hand may accidentally wander to a certain place on your body where nerves are gathered to react to movements might perk up or react. And even though your mind is still sort of absent-mindedly drifting on other thoughts, your hands or even just your thighs are unintentionally creating reactions inside of you. The only effect that it has on you could almost escape your notice, passing by accident or fluttering through your thoughts unimpeded. Maybe part of your body is in its own trance while you're still awake listening to the words. The pleasure itself that could be obtained simply by accidentally or absent-mindedly giving in. What's interesting is that your body, your unconscious mind knows how good it can feel, how satisfying if you give in. Or maybe you're just distracted. Sometimes the mind wanders, it just goes in a different direction than you originally intended. Surely you were thinking about something before you started listening to this sentence. Then again, paying attention has its rewards every now and then. Or maybe you're just drifting in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing after all. Pleasure is deeply persuasive. It tends to distract any deliberate thoughts. Are you familiar with the feeling of being overwhelmed by pleasure, where conscious thought appears to just be thrown out of the window? Where your body is reduced to, well, maybe let's not say that out loud. And the temptation just continues to grow, creating waves and ripples that seem to spread. Then again, it might just be your mind distracted for a moment and accidentally giving in. But it's that moment of surrender to the pleasure that echoes. It persuades you to do more. It's very difficult to hold back. Once you feel a bit of pleasure, a little taste of that temptation, who wouldn't want more? It's human nature to be attracted to things that feel good. And the more enjoyable something is, the easier it is to give in. and healthy physical pleasure is deeply enjoyable. I wonder how easy it is to fall for it, into it, feeling the arousal spread of pleasure direct, your hands wandering, winning over your thoughts, creating their own little adventure, persuading your state, pleasure reigning over your thoughts, as if you don't even get a vote. You're simply there for the ride, persuasive pleasure, so natural, so easy. And once you give in, I guess you discover how good it feels. But let's make sure that you don't lose yourself too easily. I'll try to help you. I'll do my best to focus your mind onto something more mundane. I'll even wake you for a moment to make sure that you're at least aware of what's happening. I'm sure you can take the time to adjust the position of your body in a way where it doesn't appear to immediately be guided by very natural behavior. Now that you're more with the moment again, I'd like you to consider that the sensation itself was quite nice. Even though it might have felt shocking to become aware of how it felt, I'm sure you'd agree that good is definitely part of the spectrum of feelings that were experienced just moments ago. Pleasure being quite a nice word for that sensation, wouldn't you say? Well, I did say that I would try to help, so I'll try to wake you a little more, but I can't guarantee that you won't slip back down. If you even become a little bit distracted by your own persuasion. Of course, if your body chooses to progress into a more active participation in the production of pleasure, I guess you'll just have to accept that. If you even have an opinion about it at this point. I did say that pleasure tends to be really good at distracting the mind. Can you imagine what would happen if something external were to stimulate you in just the right place right now? Without any control from your end, just an almost surprising moment of pleasure, just a touch, or maybe something else that creates just the tiniest moment of pleasure in the right place, would your attention be in your mind or much further down, pulled down, creating pulses? Of course, it's all academic at this point, because your body is either participating in the progression of this pleasure or not. It might be just enjoying the mindless movements that hands can do when you're not quite paying attention, momentarily distracted as you are by the ups and downs of this moment, my words leading you from one state to the next as well, although perhaps it's more misleading to state that I'm helping. And again, I am succeeding in something constructive, creating pleasure. Good feelings inside of you would be considered helping. Was that the intent? Or just a distraction? Unconscious reactions are quite common when you feel a certain way. What's kind of nice is that even if your mind may not be in the mood, your body knows what it wants at times, and sometimes reducing stress is a perfectly acceptable reason to do certain things. Other times, the pursuit of pleasure is so persuasive by itself that allowing your hands to go their way and to stimulate places that desire pleasure. As soon as you notice that, though, it's already too late, since the pleasure persuades you to continue and creates a deep loop of feeling, enjoying, and wanting to feel more. Now, of course, if I were to wake you in this moment, you'd become aware of what you're doing. Would that lead to more movements or less? Would it inspire you to dive deeper in that persuasive pleasure? Or is the awareness just making you want to retreat? To safety, to stillness, away from the heat, that good feeling inside, the temptation that keeps pulsing down there. Every time you accidentally forget to pay attention to your hands as you listen to this, it just sort of happens. Maybe glancing down would help. Then again, it might face you with the consequences of your lack of control. It's very easy to think that we are in control of our bodies. Then again, the body is so often in control of us. Might as well give in. You know what? I'll give you an excuse. In a moment, I'm just going to say drop. And when I do, you can take that as an opportunity to deeply give in. Since if you're absent-minded, let's say, whatever your body does is not really your responsibility anymore, is it? So if you are very, very deep in trance, hypnotized, or otherwise influenced by some kind of persuasion, if you're responding to it that deeply, it must be out of your control. The pleasure can be very persuasive. What would be better, though? An excuse to fall deep into trance, or waiting for it? Would it be more fun to already give in before the drop even happens? How many times did I wake you? Did I even drop you at all? What has been happening to you? Has the pleasure been enough by itself to persuade you or make your hands give in and drop down? And it's okay if your hands would enjoy some sweet stimulation down there and give you as much pleasure as you're needing right now. Maybe I'll do another wake, or maybe not. Maybe a deeper drop or something else. No matter what I do, though, I'm sure that you can accept the persuasive nature of pleasure in your body, and how good it feels to give in to it for a moment. Wake just for a moment, an enjoyable realization of where you're feeling good. It's okay to glance down and drop in acceptance. And let your hands follow their nature. And I'm sure that it'll feel even better once you fully commit to that. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll find yourself awakened with perhaps a bit of frustration and a lot of appreciation for the persuasive pleasure that this brings. Enjoy so.